Happy Easter, man.
Frank, how dare you?
Did
I? Happy Trans Visibility Day. Come on.
Yes. Yes, you are. You are correct. I am a known bigot.
Such a bigot. Happy Valentine's Day, though. Yeah, for real. Don't let these guys steal it.
I think you said Valentine's, but we'll roll with it. It's one of the...
Happy Easter!
I love you too, bro.
Uh-oh, that door just opened. Jesus.
Someone had some Easter eggnog, I can see. Fantastic.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
All right, man. Yeah, Easter is upon us. He is risen. He shall come again, right, as the song goes. And I guess we're not supposed to celebrate it this year. The Biden administration dropped a doozy on us, man. I'll be honest, didn't see this one coming. All right.
Yeah, this was like a clearly, this was just a F you to Christians.
It was, right? Like, where did it come from? Yeah. Did they seriously spring it on the public Saturday before Easter?
I think they did it on Friday.
It was probably Friday, yeah, I know, but I didn't really read about it until Saturday. It kind of blew me away. I thought it was a joke for a while, to be honest.
I thought it was a Babylon Bee thing.
Yeah, so, again, I'm just trying to clarify. Was this something that had already existed for some time there? Or are we looking at...
I'm going to say no, because I don't even know what the fuck it means. Day of Trans Visibility?
That's right. Yeah, dude.
What is it? What is it? Explain it to me.
Well, you know what I mean? We haven't been seeing them enough. Is my take, right? Okay, so oh, yeah, go ahead. Absolutely, man.
I guess this is actually International Transgender Day of Visibility.
Dude, I saw international fellas like Macron and Trudeau and all the likes tweeting about it today.
Wow. Listen, it started... Okay, this is all I need to know. Founding, 2009. This isn't a real thing. Nope, nope. You want to burn the national anthem, the flag, you ought to just get rid of all of that, the Constitution, but this bullshit from 2009, this is what we're supposed to celebrate? Come on.
I didn't know this is a thing. So, HamDog66 in Twitter sent me a message right before the show, said that he thought we would enjoy this. It is a list, and you can see it on my Twitter. I retweeted it, I believe. It's on my front page now. And
I don't think they're called tweets anymore.
Slashes?
Post.
Post?
Right?
I don't know.
Anyways, you reposted?
Ham dog. I reposted the ham dog here. Mm-hmm. And he gave me a big list here of all the days. So February 29th through the 25th is Aromantic Spectrum Awareness Week. And then March 21st through 25th, we have LGBT, stay with me, QIA plus Health Awareness Week. All right, March 31st, and that's where we are now. Congratulations, we made it. Transgender Day of Visibility. That's beautiful.
We have to spend a whole week celebrating your health and then a whole month celebrating you?
Mike, we're not
I don't get it.
We're at the top of the list here, sir. April 6th, International Asexuality Day. We got
I mean, I'm starting to think you guys are the most visible people on Earth right now.
Yes, there's endless visibility. April 13th, International Day of Pink, Day Opposing Homophobia. So we have a day where we're against the homophobes out there. We'll do a double episode that day for everybody.
So nobody sees the irony in that in the middle of like weeks and months celebrating you, you're going to have one day where you talk about all the people that hate you. And clearly people are letting you parade up and down their streets half the year.
Well, now, so April 13th, International Day of Pink, the day where we are opposing the homophobia, that's not enough. So then a month later on May 17th, we're going to have ourselves International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia. That's mark your calendars there. And then let's see here. We got I'm skipping a few. We have the June 28th. That's the International LGBTQ Plus Day. They left out a few letters and numbers, I believe. July 14th, International Non-Binary People Day. July 16th, International Drag Day. And then on September 16th through the 23rd, this is a multi-day affair, September 16th through the 23rd, Bisexual Awareness Week. Make sure you turn out. And then on the 23rd of September, to conclude the several-day affair of Bisexual Awareness Week, we will celebrate the 23rd of September Bisexuality Day. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. Entire month of October, LGBT History Month.
What? No, what's yes. June?
Entire month of June is Pride Month, Mike. You don't be a bigot, okay? You're starting, you're revealing your turfness here, my friend.
A little bit.
Right?
Coming off a little turfy.
Yeah, man. Yeah, a little hard on the turf, okay? And then let us not forget about our dykes out there. So on April 26th, we got Lesbian Visibility Day, not to be confused with October 8th, which, of course, is International Lesbian Day, right? You don't want to get
those
two mixed
up. Wait a minute, lesbians, you don't get a visibility day. You're the only ones people love.
Well, that's right, dude. Now, here's my favorite visibility celebration. We got October 17th through 24th. You'll see me out there, folks. Gender Fluid Visibility Week. That's right. I can't wait to get down and out. Boogie down.
That's for the Denver men.
Yeah, man. That's for all the gentlemen in Denver getting accosted by two teenage girls at every bus stop around town here. And then, all right, that's... There's a few more that we skipped. Oh, Mike, this is for you. October 19th, Spirit Day. This is to support the... LGBTQ plus youth, and I imagine all those two spirits out there.
They didn't mention them in that LGBTQ, though, so I don't know.
This whole thing seems
a little bigoted against the two spirits.
Yeah, and I don't want anyone else to miss out. This is important. May 25th, Pansexual and Panromantic Awareness Day. They just want you aware that they're there, all right? Just be aware.
Okay. You don't have to see us yet. We're not asking for a visibility day yet. You don't need to see us. We just want you to be aware that we're there.
Be aware of the existence, all right?
Of pansexual, a thing that doesn't exist.
I'm not sure what that is, but I assume it has something to do with October 23rd through the 29th, where we will all be celebrating Asexual Awareness Week. I'm looking forward to that one.
No human is asexual.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm reading here anymore. This is madness.
How do you fuck yourself?
This is the world we're living in, man.
Come on. And then if you really look up pansexual, it's just like, oh, you're a woman.
Well, no. And now John Fetterman has had his third communication staffer resign because he keeps turning into a Republican in front of the camera. And his people can't defend him anymore.
Believe it or not, the cure to Democrats is brain function. You just need to give them brain function to become a Republican.
Yeah.
Well, dude, nothing he's saying is that radical. Boys are boys, girls are girls, and we should support Israel.
I mean, this is crazy stuff right here. The woke thing has gone completely off the rails. The train has, it's off the track. And it's flying towards Harrison Ford as he's running in those shackles and his prison outfit. That's right, I'm talking about The Fugitive.
No, seriously, though, after you read all those days, you know what we really need now? We're at the point now where you guys are so visible, we need a white man visibility day. You know what? We'll just take an aware day. Can you just be aware that we're there?
I don't want awareness, actually. I want white guy left alone day.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, one day we're white. Yeah, white guys don't celebrate anybody day.
Yeah, we don't have to celebrate you or be aware of you or any visibility of anyone else. And you guys don't call us racist. You get off our back for one day and you leave white guy alone day.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and then we can go out to the ballpark and have a good time and high-five a black dude without feeling like, am I racist now or do I need to suck his dick or what's going on here?
Should I give him the fist bump?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. White guy, leave me alone day.
Yeah, no guilt day.
That's really all we want, man. All these victims, they just They want to get their face on the camera and go trending on the TikToks and, you know, be seen, right? Everyone wants to be seen.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem.
And white guys, they want out. They just want to be left alone.
I really just want to be left alone. Yeah.
You know?
That land out in the middle of nowhere looks better and better every day. You know?
Well, beautiful weekend here in Colorado. We absolutely got wrecked by some massive chemtrailing going on. Good times had by all. But I was able to time out some sun-soaking activities in the yard. And especially for this Easter Sunday, I found it appropriate. I pulled out my $60 Trump Bible, and I hung out in the yard and, yeah, just read down some verses, man. $60
Dude, I thought
Trump
that
Bible.
Was a joke. Yeah. I really thought that was a joke. He's selling Bibles? Come on.
I love it, man. It's really funny. Have you watched the commercial of it? He's all in, man.
No, but I can only imagine. And it's just, it's so stupid.
You know, it's so on brand for Trump, dude. He's a huckster. He's selling his stuff, you know?
Selling the Bible?
Yeah, of course, man.
Come on.
You know, he sold like a million copies already. Come on.
I'm sure he's going to make money. Yeah, that's so stupid. But come on, the Bible, it's a little tacky. It's a little tacky. You're selling Bibles to fund your campaign for president. It's a little tacky.
Yeah, I think it's funny. And I love it. It's right on brand with Trump. He puts his name on everything. It makes sense. I'm surprised we haven't been there already, kind of in my head, when I saw it. And the commercial's really funny. He says, let's make America pray again. It's fantastic.
I do like that.
He knows.
Not as catchy, not good on a hat, but I like that.
He knows how to sell. I'm telling you, man. Trump's on it.
Yeah.
All right, well,
kind of makes it seem like he wrote the Bible, though, right? You know, it's like, oh, dude. Sorry, I don't mean to jump right into this.
Please jump around, my friend. I'm excited.
Dude, that Alex Jones.
Oh, baby.
I don't even want to call it a documentary.
No, no,
but
no.
That movie on HBO. Dude, I got 20 minutes in and I had to turn it off. I'm sorry. I couldn't watch the whole thing because
the ending is fabulous. You have to see the end, dude. The guy.
Dude.
The actor guy or alleged actor guy who was accused of being an actor, but he wasn't. He wins all this money and then just cries and talks about how Alex Jones, all these people start crying. And this movie, it really proves the point that these people act like Alex Jones is the shooter at Sandy Hook.
If you didn't know anything about it, you're 20 minutes in and you're like, holy shit. Alex Jones shot these kids at the school?
How'd they let him have a podcast after that? It's incredible, man. Yeah,
they don't even like mention the actual killer's name. They just play clips of Alex Jones,
yes.
And then they refer to the killer as he. And you're just like, well, who's he? It's the whole thing is to lead you into believing Alex Jones killed these fucking kids.
It's totally nuts, man, but I cannot stress for everyone to check out this movie. It's The Truth versus Alex Jones. It's on HBO Max. It is insane. It's state propaganda to the max.
To the max.
Yeah.
That's what the max stands
for. That's what it is, yes.
State propaganda.
To the max. And so,
it's insane.
Oh,
come on, man.
So the way they supercut these families who are clearly devastated humans still to this day, 10 years later, where they lost their kids in a horrific massacre. You know what I'm saying?
It's devastating.
Yes, and they're being forced, they're being dragged through these court cases to have to relive the pain and suffering of that experience, and only to blame it mysteriously on a guy who had nothing to do with the shooting.
Wasn't even there. He's a Rico Tario. Wasn't even there.
No.
Got the worst sentence. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh, the way
the whole thing is disgusting.
The way they celebrate, the amount of money they won, and it very reminiscent to me of the E. Jean Carroll going on her media tour after she won her two cases against Trump.
Exactly.
And absolutely elated that she's now $84 million richer, just like these people. You milked a guy for no reason you bankrupted him. Well, not really.
But then, dude, again, you went after this guy for all these years. You got all this money. And then now you people are making money on the documentary about the lawsuit against this guy. No, nobody's going after the pharmaceutical companies. Nobody even wants to talk about the fact that all these psychopaths, they're kids spending years on these mind altering drugs.
Yeah, man.
Right? No. Nobody cares about that. We're all just gonna laugh and have a good time at Alex Jones' expense. The thing that bothered me the most about it was how little they actually played of him talking about the Sandy Hook case.
They played the same clip.
Didn't say for those that don't know, they won $1 billion off of like 7 minutes.
That's right. And they play the same 30 seconds over and over in the courtroom. And then they play like a bunch of clips where it's not even him saying the guy's an crisis actor. It's other people on his show. It's really absurd what they did here to get Alex Jones to allegedly go bankrupt. The funniest part to me of the film, if you watch it all the way through, and it's tough because they're just filming these people go through just emotional, you know, accidents.
Nobody's like, not saying it's not devastating.
Terrible. Yeah, exactly.
You didn't need to do all that, you know?
But they finish it up and they wrap it up as some sort of like moral victory that, you know, that if they can get Alex Jones, they can get the Dude Man podcast and everybody else out there. So it goes to a black screen and it says like just like a few sentences to wrap it all up. And it literally says like Alex Jones has not paid any money to the families and InfoWars continues to broadcast daily. It's like really funny. Like you see like, yeah, so nobody won. This was just a big loser for everybody. You just wasted everyone's time and taxpayer dollars to prove a moral point, I guess.
You got everybody thinking he killed those kids, dude. I mean, everybody knows him for Sandy Hook. Nobody knows who that killer was.
Adam Lanza. Yeah.
That weirdo, man.
Never existed. I still swear by it, dude. And that is what's crazy about the conspiracy with Sandy Hook. Everyone twists it always. The defense immediately is, you're saying those kids never died. And nobody's actually saying that. That's what's crazy.
Nobody said that.
And it reminds me of a lot of other conspiracies, like the Taylor Swift conspiracy, where everyone claimed that it was tied into Joe Biden and getting votes in November, which made no sense. You're like, no, nobody's saying that.
Still bothers me to this day.
Nobody's saying
that. People are like, oh, you probably believe in the Taylor Swift conspiracy. And I'm like, well, yeah. They're like, you really think it's for Biden? No. Who said it was for Biden?
I have talked to people about the Taylor Swift NFL conspiracy in real life because it's one of those you can dabble in conversationally and not reveal too much about yourself. And even it's almost kind of a whimsical conversation if you take it in the right direction. You can play with it a little. And I have diffused anybody instantly with adding to the point of Taylor being involved with this conspiracy in the NFL. 20 million more viewers of the Super Bowl. 20 million more. That's all you need to know. The second you drop the 20 million viewer edition, people are like, oh, I get it. Yeah. Yeah, stupid. You see, it's about the money. See?
The money. Yes.
I've gotten.
Nobody cares about Joe Biden.
No. Everybody knows he's going to lose in November. It's like,
he's going to win and Obama's going to get a fourth term.
Wow. Fourth term for the O'Biden?
You know it.
I think this one will be the Obamala. Yeah. I got to make a t-shirt with that one, man.
Then she becomes the llama.
Well, I would like to dive into it because I find it absolutely fascinating. New York was the center of a lot of attention this week. A lot of drama. It's we have to just jump in. I'm not going to preface it. I think you know what we're going to talk about.
All things Beyonce. Hey,
Super
Sam.
Excited. Good morning, guys. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, guys. So it finally happened, and so we're going to finally hear it. So you might as well stick around, round. I think I got it. Just a few hours ago, one of the most anticipated country music albums maybe ever finally dropped.
Maybe
Beyonce's
ever,
album.
Maybe ever in the history of country music. Maybe ever. Ever.
Maybe ever.
Most anticipated country music album in the history of country music. Oh my god.
Probably the only one ever to, you know, that was actually worth listening to, I would say.
Did you get down with the new Beyonce?
Nah, except for that one stupid song I played on here.
Okay, good. Very nice. Excellent. Well, either way. that was just for a little fun there. New York. I read so many articles about the Beyonce and how she's reclaiming the country music for the black population and how this was historic. People will be talking about this for generations, and she has now changed country music forever.
Okay. Congratulations. All right. Is it for the better? You know what I mean?
All right, man. Well,
the last time a really rich and famous and powerful black person took over part of the music industry, turned out to be P. Diddy. So
he's doing all right. He's famous, right? He's got money.
Nah, I'm totally kidding. But I don't get how this really changed anything, because, you know, all right, good job.
Yeah, congratulations. I'm a big fan. She's, yeah. You know, now, country is pop again or something. I don't know. It's the most weird proclamation to me to be reclaiming music. Nobody claims music.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just what I don't get.
All right. Well, either way, change
the world, I guess.
In all seriousness, I found this to be absolutely fascinating. We had two events going down in New York. And I want to, Mike, I want you to tell me who's maybe a little disconnected from reality.
In the Big Apple, it's shaping up to be one of the biggest nights in Democratic politics since President Biden's inauguration. Former presidents Obama and Clinton will join Biden in New York City for an hours-long fundraiser, including moderated conversations with Stephen Colbert and a lineup of musical performances that include Queen, Latifah, Lizzo, and Ben Platt.
I think Jordan Law.
I love Queen Latifah.
Put that together.
Jordan?
Wait, and did you notice a weird pause she threw in there? At first, I was a little actually impressed. I was like, whoa, Queen? They're back and they're performing for Biden?
I thought the same thing.
No, yeah, no. It was Queen Latifah.
Ah, she tried to trick you.
She was a little trickery here.
I don't know what would have been more surprising. The Queen coming back from the dead? Or you actually having a white man singing at
the... Dude, oh, this is just the main event. Mike, they're gonna give us the skinny on the after party.
It's gonna be amazing. The massive effort, which is expected to host over 5,000 people, has already raised over $25 million for Biden, according to his reelection campaign.
Excuse me?
In addition to the main event, First Lady Dr. Jill Biden will be hosting an after party at Radio City Music Hall with an additional 500 guests. Obama and Clinton are trying to expand Biden's cash advantage over former President Trump. In the latest filings, Biden's soared over the former president with a whopping $40 million cash advantage. And the great news is that Biden voters won't have to pay any legal bills for Joe Biden. He uses the money for the campaign. Yeah, he doesn't have, like, no. You know, massive allegations, 88 counts.
Well, he doesn't also, like, he doesn't have family members inside the DNC making sure that the money that comes in goes straight to legal bills first. They have that set up at the RNC. And man, that's going to cause some real problems. But
yeah, that's right, because we have our state, you know, arresting him and trying to put him in jail because we're trying to interfere in the election. Hilarious.
And yeah, this is crazy. But for those who always want to know who runs this country, it's the 5,000 people you invite to dinner, and then you have $26 million in your pocket. Those are the people who control the government.
Well, I like how they're kind of capping off this fundraiser shindig where you got the Queen Latifah and, you know, Obama's there and Clinton. Did you see them on stage together, the three of them?
It's so sad.
Oh, man. It's like an Epstein Island.
You can't believe the guy who's about to fall off the fucking stage, that's the guy who's currently president?
He's not, though. You can tell when you see the three of them up there, it's Obama who's actually running the show. You could tell.
Yeah, he's clearly the kingpin, dude.
Absolutely. I found it very interesting how the media just orgiastically fell in love with this event. Everyone reported on it. They loved it. It was so amazing.
Well, you know why? You know what the best thing to ever come out of this was?
I don't.
Oh, dude. Lizzo's quitting the music biz.
No way, man. I saw she was trending, but I couldn't figure out why. There's some sort of banana controversy going on with her.
She said that, no matter what, no matter where she goes, she's always the butt of the joke. She's sick of it.
That's because she's always flaunting her fat ass on the TV, man. Oh, dude, good. I told you, I predicted this would happen. She's going to make a comeback. She's going to be more of a lady. She's going to drop the whole...
Oh, she's going to go get the Ozempic.
Most definitely. And also, I mean, yeah. I think she realized, like, fat is not chic anymore, right? Like, fat was in for a few years there.
Yeah, too many people had heart attacks.
Yeah, but we wonder what that's from. I read an article last week that they're blaming now intermittent fasting for the heart attacks.
Oh, eating healthier was your problem. Not that experimental drug they injected you.
Dude, you got to see the article. I think it was NPR. I mean, they all ran one on it, CNN, everybody. And it was intermittent fasting has a 93% direct link to heart attacks and strokes. And they were just adamant that, like, it's way healthier to stuff your face for 16 hours a day rather than not eat for 16 hours and eat for only 8. Like, by only eating for 8 hours, you know, you're forcing your body to, you're putting it through stress. That's probably what's giving you the strokes.
Look at every animal in the kingdom. They all just stuff their face for 16 hours a day.
You see the squirrel outside cooking up some eggs and bacon? Some hash browns.
Before he gets his day started. Gets 2,000 calories in. Yeah. Every animal on this planet goes like most of the day without food, and then they find food, you know?
Dude, Emma and I, from time to time, have an opportunity to drive to work in the morning. And when we do, the route we take, there's a Wendy's kind of nearby the busier road by our house. And it's usually about 7-ish, 7:30, and that line is around the corner, man, into the lot. I mean, there are people there waiting to get their Wendy's breakfast on to start their day, man.
Yeah, they got some good sandwiches, and their potatoes are good. Potatoes are good. Got to give it to them.
Getting the start with the Wendy's, I don't know. I just think that's maybe where we started going downhill in America. When McDonald's started doing the breakfast, that might have been the end for us.
That was the beginning of the end. But, dude, you know you're at the bottom of that hill when you go see that Wendy's menu. They got the Breakfast-inator or something like that. The breakfast baconator.
Yes, of course they have it. Of course.
So it's like the meat, the egg, the bacon, and then they double it up. Put a little bread in the middle.
The apex of fast food, in my opinion, was when Burger King debuted the Meatnormous. Do you remember the Meatnormous?
I'm trying to think. Was that the long bun?
Oh, it was the long bun. It had the two beef patties.
The two patties.
With
yeah.
The breakfast, with the, it had every beef product they yes. had in Burger King. They stuffed it.
Bacon,
between,
sausage.
Yes, yes, dude.
Yeah, I remember.
The Meatnormous, man. That's when we really kind of hit the top of the mountain, I believe. And the quality. They had to shrinkflate everything from that point. Everything is so small now. They could never make a meat enormous. Nothing now from the fast food world can end enormous because it's all so tiny.
Oh, yeah, it's expensive. I mean, dude, that breakfast would be $43 today. Dude, I know. It was enough to feed a family of four. And that's how we started our landscaping day.
I would
love fucking with a liter of Surge Cola.
And we can't figure out why we have epic levels of obesity in this country. Rocking Surge Cola for breakfast.
Burger King always gets me because sometimes I'm just like so hungry at like 9:30 in the morning. And it's like I'm going in between jobs. I don't know when I'm going to eat again, you know?
Lunch.
So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'll just go to Burger King, get that double Whopper, you know?
Lunch is, it's all relative, man, you know? Whenever you grab that lunch, I think after 9, that's, you could be hitting the lunch.
Yeah, but that's the best part about Burger King. They serve that all day. You get that double Texas Whopper any day.
Wow.
Any time of the day.
The double Texas, does that come with the barbecue sauce and the bacon?
No, it comes with the bacon and the jalapenos.
Oh, the jalapenos. All right, man.
Yeah.
No onion ring. What's the one that has the onion ring on it? I can't remember.
I don't know. I always get the Texas double.
All right, you're a Texas double, man. that is some intimate information to get out of you right here. All right.
I don't tell many people.
Well, either way, we got the three studs of the Democrat Party. The two previous presidents and the puppet currently. And then on the flip side of the news aisle for NYC, I did not know much about this scenario that unfolded with this poor, unfortunate police officer, Diller, who was shot in the line of duty. But apparently people on the right really lost their minds over it and wanted to make a big deal out of it. Which I understand, it is a big deal, especially since now we have migrants just openly punching women in the face in New York City. And they literally, a mob of migrants attacked like two cops a month ago, and we just never found out anything about it. But
we let them go, remember?
But
they flipped off the camera on their way out.
Thank God Daniel Penny is behind bars after he murdered senselessly that beloved Michael Jackson impersonator, man.
He was a real criminal.
That's right, dude.
Talk about that former Marine who was protecting people on the subway.
That's right. And
the worst. That's the kind of scum we don't need in these cities, Frank. You know?
On the X lately, the videos of what's happening on the New York subway system is pretty shocking. I saw a video of just like a lifeless body being dragged off the train so they could keep the train moving. They just dragged the body off the platform and everybody got back on and rode away. That's where it's at there.
They're begging for Daniel Penny.
They need him, man.
I imagine that scene out of Hancock, you know, where he's like in jail counting the days, and then they're like, hey, Penny, the mayor needs to talk to you.
I need you
down to the subway.
So we got the three stars that are doing their big shindig with the Queen Latifah, and I'm sure Bruce Springsteen was somewhere around there, the Renegade. And, you know, Stephen Colbert hosting. What a great night, man. The Democrats, they just really know how to ham it up and get all the TVs and all that. Well, unfortunately, the news also had to report on the other guy running for president, Mr. Donald Trump. And he was doing a little something different that day.
Former President Trump was also in New York attending a wake for a New York police officer who was gunned down in the line of duty. Rachel Scott has more. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, Rebecca, good morning to you. Yeah, Donald Trump was eager to try to draw a contrast with President Biden and that star-studded fundraiser just a few miles away, meeting with the family of an NYPD officer who was killed in the line of duty. Officer Jonathan Diller was shot during a traffic stop on Monday. The 31-year-old was rushed to the hospital where he died, leaving behind a wife and a 1-year-old son. The former president attended the wake for Diller, but also used it as an opportunity to call for a crackdown on violent crime, telling reporters the country has got to get back.
He's such an opportunist. This guy's a scumbag. Unbelievable. Using the death of a cop to bring up the point that maybe we got to bring in some more cops and, you know, toughen up on the crime a little.
Yeah, if only we had a DA that would go after this guy for nothing.
No, man. Can we just collect this guy's assets and, you know, ruin his life, man? Come on.
Law and order. Trump did not provide any specific details on how he would combat crime if he were to be reelected. And FBI data does show a drop in violent crime nationwide. It is also worth noting, as the former president continues to push for law and order, he also has expressed deep support for the rioters that stormed the Capitol on January 6th, many of whom were convicted for brutally attacking police officers that day. And of course, Trump himself is now being charged with 88 criminal counts, Gio.
Of course, they have to bring it up every single time, dude. We know.
But I love the 88.
Yes.
Because it used to be 91.
That's right, dude.
Because it sounds like you guys are losing. I'm no mathematician here, but 88's less than 91.
Yeah. Time is going on, and this thing is starting to shake out like a lawsuit against Alex Jones.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see that payday. I don't know.
That's right. Well, he's now a multi-billionaire through the valuation of his Truth Social.
That's insane. There's got, I don't know what's going on. That's some money laundering, like, right in front of your face.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course it is, dude. Who's using Truth right. Social, man?
Who's buying that stock?
I saw some stats where it gets something like 5 million users worth of traffic. Versus, like, Facebook, which has, like, almost half a billion users per day.
Yeah, no, they make no money.
So, yeah, I don't see how it's making money, like, from an advertisement perspective.
No, it's got to be some kind of money laundering from, like, Saudi Arabia or something.
And, you know, Trump, you know, when Elon took over Twitter, they're still censoring and shadow banning and all that stuff. It's going on to a degree, but it's nowhere near what it used to be. And so I think a lot of people who would have, or maybe did originally, jump ship from the Twitter and go to the Truth Social, they're probably back on the X having themselves a great time, you know, getting their points across.
Yeah, X, I don't care what anybody says. He made X way better. It's way funnier. It's way more fun. The videos.
Absolutely. You know, yes.
Come on.
The engagement is through the roof, man. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And all you crybabies that left, good. Fine.
No,
you guys are also the ones that are supporting Hamas.
Dude, they all left and then came back. Keith Olbermann was the loudest critic of it and the first one to jump off the X. And he's back. He's on it every day, all day. He's the first tweet I see in the morning now. He's there. So it's him and Rob Reiner. They can't get enough.
You can't help it. And you know who Steve Rappaport? No, what's that guy?
Michael Rappaport.
You'd think that'd be an easy name to remember there. Yeah, Michael. Michael Rappaport.
You know, he's an actor. You think he would have maybe shortened it up to like Michael Rapp.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. Michael Port.
Name. See, I went the first half. You went the second. I like the, you know, that's the kind of show you get here, folks. You get the first half and the second half there.
I'm saying Mike Port's a good name.
Mike Port is a good name. Yeah.
Yeah. All Michael right. Rappaport, I'll get out of here. I'm done with you already.
That's yeah. right. I can't stand you. I already know you're annoying. That's
before but like, how much did they pay you now to say the stuff you're saying? Now you're for Trump? I love it.
So I don't know if you kind of read up or saw anything on this fella's funeral that went down. It was pretty dramatic. Governor Hochul tried to go to the funeral, and like a wall of cops stopped her and berated her. And then a guy like was yelling at her, made her leave, and then the other cops standing around gave the guy like an ovation and like applauded him as she as she marched away in shame, as she should, as she should.
Yeah, don't come to this funeral. You don't support them. You don't even like them at this point. That's what it seems. Yeah, look what you're doing.
Not only that, the fellow who shot this poor cop, I believe, had just been let out freely, and he is a perpetrator of something like 21 violent crimes. They neglected in most news reports to mention anything about the criminal who shot the cop and his previous crime history because they don't want you to know that places like New York, Chicago, and Denver, they got revolving doors going on in these police stations now, man. And these violent criminals are going in and walking right back out and just repeating these crimes.
I think it was in New York. I don't remember where it was, but they said they arrested 40 people 6,000 times in a year.
That's outrageous. Honestly, like, that is really insane, man.
And the cops talk about it, and you think they're kind of exaggerating, but, dude, cops talk about it here all the time that there's people you're arresting every day. It's almost to a point where, like, it'll be a Thursday, you know, and you're like, oh, damn, where's that guy, you know?
That's crazy.
It's terrible. And then they just get out. There's no bail. There's nothing.
Really crazy stuff. I saw somewhere, and I didn't clip it for the show, but I did send it to myself somewhere up in here. But it was in Chicago, I think. Some guy with like a machete or a giant knife like stabbed a whole bunch of people.
I was in Rockford. Yeah, Rockford, he was like breaking into houses and he stabbed the mailman.
Like a lot of he killed like four people and stabbed a whole bunch. Yeah, dude, he stabbed a lot of people and nothing. Nobody's hearing about it, right? But then Emma was on the couch the other night. We're just hanging, and she brings up the story of the young fella in Tennessee who they found the body in the river.
What?
You know about this? It took the country... No. Oh, everybody was talking about it. Mike, come on, man. Dave Muir almost cried telling the story. Yeah, this young fella, he went out to the bars. They have all the surveillance camera. He even walked by two cops.
Yeah.
Disappeared.
Yeah, he got drunk, fell in the river.
Fell in the river, exactly. That's what I literally, Mike, said the exact line you just said to Emma. I was like, yeah, he got drunk, he fell in the river. It's like, everybody knew that's what happened, man. But my point being is, she knew about it, and I said, isn't this incredible? Like, I read about this insanely violent situation that unfolded the other day in Chicago with, like, a man wielding a giant knife and killing a bunch of bystanders. Not a peep from anyone anywhere, but everybody's talking about this random white college kid from Tennessee who happened to fall drunk into the river.
Well, the problem is that Rockford story looks really bad for their policies because everybody that was stabbed, I bet you they wish they had a gun.
Yeah, definitely. Or maybe, yeah, a knife of themselves, of their own, some sort of sword. We're going to enter a world, you know, where people are walking around with samurai swords and all sorts of weird weapons just to defend themselves in the moment. I'm going to start walking around.
We picked the nunchucks.
I don't know. Nunchucks, for me, I see so much potential for cracking my skull open in any given moment.
Or the ball shot. There's always the ball shot in the movie.
For me, it would be the simultaneous. I like hit the head, crack the skull, and then on the swing down, it hits you in the balls, and then you're on the floor. And then
the downswing.
And then the thug just steals your wallet and runs away.
God, the movies in the 90s were great.
What we need are the Karate Kids, man. We need kids who got nothing better to do, and they hang for the weekend with their Asian grandfather, even though their mom is white. Story doesn't make sense, but we're going to roll with it. And the kids are trained in the ways of ninjutsu and all that other stuff, and then they come back and stop all these grown men from committing crimes.
Or we just import some Denver women.
Yeah, you get yourself some Denver women, man. Absolutely.
Some Denver 13-year-olds.
And you know what? If you need some bait for the criminals, we'll offer you up some Denver men. They could be hanging out by the side with their purse, you know?
Dude, what is this thing with the man purse going on? This is making a comeback?
It is.
Why?
And I have been seeing it everywhere. And Emma has also been mentioning it to me that it is definitely taking off. Here in Denver, though, the problem is a lot of lady fella going on, so you can never really tell what's happening there, so I don't really chalk it up so much to the fellas.
These are like gym bros.
Yeah, the gym bro.
Putting this fucking purse-looking thing on.
Where else are you going to keep your makeup?
God.
And, Mike, those purses, they're perfect for tampons. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, you're right. Dude, speaking of makeup, what's going on with Trump, man? That orange, he's got to find a different hue, you know?
He's going a little heavy. Maybe he got just too much of a tan. I don't know. I'm not sure, man.
He's not looking good.
You think he's looking unhealthy, huh?
Yeah, that's a weird... There's a weird tone going on there. You know, they're putting too much makeup for some reason.
To hide some sickness, potentially? He was a big fan of his self-proclaimed Operation Warp Speed vaccine. Maybe he dipped into his own supply a little bit.
It's also looking like he lost some weight. Maybe a little Ozempic.
Oh, right. Maybe that's what's going on. He's just trying to hide that O face, right? So he's putting on a little extra orange.
Yeah, like that really pale. Yeah.
I've been noticing this Ozempic face situation pretty much across the board with all major celebrities and everybody on TV at this point. Did you see Whoopi Goldberg lost like 300 pounds?
No.
Yes, man. I kind of noticed it. I've been clipping the view a little bit here and there, and she was missing a lot of episodes from time to time. And then I noticed she was looking not so... She was... You know, there was that picture of her with the white outfit, and she was very closely resembling the marshmallow Stay Puffed character from the Ghostbusters movie. And so, too close to the Stay Puffed marshmallow man. So she clearly saw the sign, and I saw an article today or yesterday, and it was about how she basically said, yeah, I had to, you know, get the weight loss on because I was like 300-something pounds and having a hard time breathing. So she's doing the melting of the stomach game, which means if Whoopi's doing it, man, you got to imagine everybody's on it.
Yeah, because she was like the queen of weight loss.
I thought that was Oprah.
That is Oprah. I just mixed them up.
They're almost the same. Well, Oprah, too. She's full on with the Ozempic. I mean, did you see this? It was about 2 weeks ago. She did this big special. It was on TV, and it was with supposed experts and doctors in the field of weight loss, but they were really just salespeople for Pfizer. And, yes, dude, it was on like CNN and NBC. It was a multi-channel event. It was Oprah and these experts of weight loss, and they fully went on with the, you got to take these Ozempic. Actually, I believe the two CEOs they brought on eventually for it, after the alleged experts who were just salespeople, it was the Mongerno CEO, and then the other guy who owns the other non-Mongerno, not Ozempic, but the Wegovy. That was the one.
Wegovy, yeah.
So.
That's terrible.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's really terrible. And these are all...
Oprah's all in, man. She's selling the poison.
What does Whoopi look like now? It's got to be weird looking.
They all look very weird, man. It's not a natural progression of weight loss. And again, there is some poisoning going on. And I just keep seeing it for all these pictures I'm seeing of like before and after of these famous folks who have, you know, miraculously lost all these pounds in such a short amount of time. It's not a healthy looking face.
No, not at all.
It's very kind of like sickly looking. So,
well, you made yourself sick to lose the weight.
Yeah, exactly. You know what
I mean? I was intermittent fasting causing heart attacks, but this is cool.
Right? Yeah. We're going to paralyze your stomach. All right. But don't not eat for X amount of hours, all right? That's going to give you a heart attack.
Don't try intermittent fasting. Oh, wow.
Don't be like those nut jobs who listen to Joe Rogan and, you know, restrict what they eat and avoid high fructose corn syrup.
Exercise.
Yeah.
No.
Those are white supremacists,
man. Take
this
pill. It'll melt the fat right off your body, including some muscle and bone. No big deal. I mean, what are you guys talking about here? Come on, man.
Oh,
don't,
man.
Don't listen to these fools.
Well, we're always keeping our eye on the health scene, Mike. You know me, especially as a fellow who's been more than once essentially charged with being partially out of that closet. Oh, you know, I can't even find it. I might not even have the clip here. Oh, here it is. Yeah, all right. As a man who's got the 7/8 or 3/4 out of that closet, I'm keeping my eye on the updates and the warnings. And now more than ever, all you fellas out there, it's 'tis the season for, you know.
And there is a new warning out about monkeypox. Mpox now, as we refer
yep.
to.
Yeah! Mpox. And to what? The CDC is putting this out there again on our horizon.
Mpox, man, it's back, baby.
Yes,
man. And Mike, I got this clip for you, sir. You best be careful.
We have learned, or we should have learned, over the last 3+ years in the pandemic, how important it is to keep our eyes on multiple targets at the same time. Multiple emerging new infectious diseases, resurgence of older ones, and this is a perfect example, Mpox. So if you remember, last year there was a real concern.
And remember, folks, we have to wait for the magic phrase. And you know what the magic phrase is.
From last summer that there was going to be a massive spread and uncontrolled outbreak after there were several cases here. Then vaccination campaign for high-risk and eligible individuals kind of quelled that a lot. Now there are 12 confirmed cases in Chicago, likely more because of...
Excuse me?
Mike, watch out, man. Come on, just say it. We all want to hear it. You know you want to say it. Say it.
Incubation period of Mpox goes from 3 to 17 days. And the rash, you can be contagious until those lesions have healed, which can go up to 30 days. None of these cases required hospitalization, but in some people, it can be very, very severe.
Say it!
So again, as people are getting into the summer months, close contact, skin-to-skin contact. It doesn't have to be sexual contact, but really the high-risk group, men who have sex with other men, gay, bisexual men.
So it comes from sexual contact, and it's only in gay men. It's a gay STD. I don't care. Why are you even wasting my time? 12 people in Chicago? You know how many gay people are fucking every day? In Chicago, come on,
Mike, man, come on. The men who have the sex with the other men, dude, come on, man.
They're not gay, they're just men who have sex with other men, Frank.
Oh yeah, man, they're the men, they're having the sex with the other men.
Yeah, it could be sometimes, could be all the time, who's to say?
But they're not, you know? They're not gay though.
Oh, not gay men, that has such a stigma to it, you know. These are just men who have sex with men.
Dude, what? I'm not kidding. I saw the clip and I was not gonna actually get it on the show, but then I thought about it. I looked long and hard and I'm like, are they gonna bring it back? Like they really tried so hard, and they did. They brought it back. The men who have sex with other men. It's so insane. You know, I wish there was just a shorter way to describe men who have sex with other men. Like, if only we had a word. Three
One
letters.
Word, three letters.
Yeah, but that's right, man. That'd be nice, dude.
So nice. One syllable.
It's just, it's on the tip of my tongue, but I don't know. Yeah, that's good times,
nah,
right?
Man, this train only moves one way. We've passed that station. It's men who have sex with men. They can't go back on it. You know?
They went back on birthing person.
They still pull it out.
Do they bust out the birthing person?
In the right in the right company, yeah. They're pulling it okay. out. Right? I think they're trying to get people more used to it. They All kind right. of tried it too early. Should have focus grouped it a couple more times.
That's right, man.
You know? But, so funny, dude. So we were at Easter dinner, and our Uncle Carmen comes over, he was talking, and RuPaul drag show came on TV, the commercial.
Oh, one of my favorite shows, man.
So maybe you could answer this for us, because he was trying to talk about RuPaul, and he kept calling him a her and she. And then I was like, I think he's still a man.
He is.
Who goes by he, him.
He does. He absolutely does. This is why everything got so goofy. Because the dudes who used to dress like women still were dudes who dressed like women. They didn't demand that when we're talking about them, when they're not present, that we use these other bizarre pronouns.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was just really funny because in his attempt to, you know, not offend anybody, you were wrong. Like, you can't even be right for trying nowadays.
Well, you tried what you've been trained to do, but you've now offended a guy who goes by he.
How dare you not call him personally and ask him what his pronouns are before you talk about him. This man on the TV.
Wow. That's fantastic stuff. You know, it's funny because it was, well, what did I find out? 2008, I believe, is when the RuPaul drag show kind of entered our zeitgeist. And before that, RuPaul was a very popular celebrity, right, in his own right. But then we had entered the world of reality television during the late aughts, if you will. We've discussed it in the past. This was around the time, I think, when the Paris Hilton was big and all these other reality shows were massive. And so all of a sudden now we got the drag show competition. And it was harmless back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't seem like it was so bad, but my God, what a slippery slope that became. And here we are now today.
Well, we didn't know they were going to go from that to reading books to kids.
It's going further. Right. I was listening to a podcast earlier this morning, and they were discussing, they played a clip, I think it was from NPR, one of those leftist places, but it was how they are focus grouping these new terms for the BLT sandwich community, because it's just, it has too much letters going on from the alphabet, and they're putting in the plus sign and the 2S and all that nonsense. But anyways, they're now kind of rebranding with like a TGTNS or something, and they're completely leaving out the L's and the B's and the G's.
What?
And I think we're going to see this potentially in the next little while, and it seems like it's been going that way, but I think the BLT sandwich movement is going to lose the L's and the B's who am I leaving out? The G's. They're gone.
The L, the G's, and the B's are leaving?
I think it's just going to be the T's and the rest.
I guess it makes sense because they probably want to be gone.
Yeah, they probably, think of like the lesbian couples we know who are in their 50s and 60s and they just want to like own their house and take care of their garden and be left alone. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they don't want to go parade down Broadway.
Exactly.
Half naked.
They have, you know, the gay couples we probably know, they aren't really that interested in putting on women's makeup and reading books to kids.
Oh, and it's scaring the shit out of a 5-year-old.
Right, exactly.
I don't see anything. I think you made that up.
Okay, good. I hope I did.
I don't see anything on the new LGBT.
It's not going to be like a new declaration yet. I think we're going to start seeing a phasing out is kind of what I was hearing, over some long period of time, a year or so, maybe longer.
Gotcha.
Who knows?
Like post-election.
This year, that's what I'm saying. This election could be catastrophic for the left. They're seriously, outrageously divided now. One group is kind of the old guard of Democrats. The other side, men or women, and they support terrorists. And so it's really hard, you know, for them to kind of, I think, come together at this point in time. So.
Dude, this can't be real. There's a video here. It says break. It's YouTube CBC Kids News. Breaking down every letter in 2SLGBTQQIPAA+.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you skip or did you say Q twice? Did I get a double?
No, there's
two Qs now?
There's two Qs.
There's two?
There's two Qs, bro. Two Qs, IPAA.
What was the original Q? Queer?
Plus.
Was it queer?
Yeah, I think so.
What's
yeah.
the new Q, man? What the hell? How are there's Queen? Not even there's not even that many words that start with Q in the alphabet.
But they did start with the 2S. That's how you know it's Canadian.
Oh, the 2S is first now. Wow.
Yeah, the two-spirit LGBTQ. QIPAA+.
QI? Did you say QIPA? IPA?
IPAA+.
Oh, so they have a beer in the middle there now, an IPA. It sounds delicious. Hoppy and refreshing.
They are drinking for two. They got two spirits.
And the other guy's kind of a lush, if you know what I'm saying. Hey now.
No, I quit. My wife was a speck of spirit. That guy can't stop.